Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, Happy New Year, each and every one of you. I know a lot of my listeners are already celebrating the new year because of where they live, but I am so excited and I am so pumped up and looking forward to 2015. I know you are as excited as me. I want to welcome guest 200 to the chat room, and I hope you have some time to just join in this conversation. I am going to be sharing about my year in review of 2014, and I'm also going to be sharing with you about the completion of your vision board. So, as I say, I am so excited and I can't wait to get into this conversation this morning with you.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, and oh, I have someone in the chat room, and online, I'm going to get to you. Well, why don't I just go there, because I was going to go into doing the housekeepings. But let me go to this person online. Good morning and Happy New Year to you. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 5709. Happy New Year to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Happy New Year. I was just listening in.
Okay, all right. I'll come back to you as soon as I get up and fully running in case you have any questions or contribution to the conversation. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having it.
Okay, so the number you can call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And can you believe it? We only have a few more hours remaining in 2014. But you are probably thinking, why is Daphne so excited? It doesn't matter really what took place in 2014. Comes midnight tonight, we are all back at the beginning because we all have a clean slate to start all over. What happened in 2014 is in the archive. It will be in the archive. So don't stress yourself. Enjoy the remaining few hours of 2014 and let us walk into 2015 with the biggest bangs of our lives. I'm excited, and I just know that you are excited too, because it doesn't matter, you know, how much money we made last year, or how many new clients we got, or whether we fell in love, and whether we got married or got divorced or whatever. It really doesn't matter, because we are all going to be starting over right now. It is like every night we go to bed and we wake up the next morning and, oh, we are so excited. We give gratitude for the new day. And that's the same thing we are going to be doing. At 5 minutes past midnight, we are going to be giving gratitude for 2015. But you know what happened? Are we prepared to really walk into 2015 with a bang? And that's what I want to speak about this morning. So I want to start this morning off by speaking about vision boards or intention boards, whatever you want to call them. I want us to spend the first portion of the show speaking about that. And as I speak about mine, I invite you to call in and share about yours, because we will be able to learn from each other. Our vision boards are personal to us. And our success is in our hands, ladies and gentlemen. And we can design what it is we want. This year, 2014, for the first time, not only did I do a vision board, I also did an intentions board, where I list all of my intentions, both personally and professionally. I list all of my intentions there. As I speak about vision board, you're going to hear me speak about words, and you're going to hear me speak about pictures and all of that. On my intention board, there were no pictures. There were words and statements along with dates. So you can think about whether or not that is something you want to do for yourself. Okay? Some of the things I had on my intention board for this year, 2014, I had daily meditation, because although for my entire life I was an avid prayer person, I had not put time aside for meditation, because I am just learning now the impact of meditation. So I had that on my intention board for this year. Can you imagine? I'm still speaking about as if it's already gone, right? That's how excited I am. I had on there daily journaling, because that's something I do. I've been doing that for many, 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 many years. On my intention board, I had eat only healthy foods. Eat to live. And when I put that on there, I'm not saying that I need a full stomach. But the reason I put that on my intention board was to help me to remember It doesn't matter how much I'm rushing. I should not be going on the fast food drive-thru. I need to eat to live. That on my intention board, to let it be known to me and to the universe and to get the universe's support in maintaining eating only healthy. And what that meant for me was to shop local, buy locally grown foods, go to the farmer's market, shop at the farmer's market, freeze the things that can be freezed, and incorporate and include new foods into my intake. So that was what that was about. The next thing I had on my intention board was to take time each day to relax. Because as an entrepreneur, we are always going. And unless we take the time to refuel, we are not in a position to help anybody else. So that was one of the things that was on my vision board. The next thing on my vision board was to start a committed, loving, intimate relationship. That was not accomplished. So that is going to be moving over into 2015 vision board. All right? The next thing on my intention board was to package my product and services. And I am doing that now because over the years of my career, I had a la carte services and I have never packaged them. So now I began to package my services. The next thing on my intention board was to have monthly programs for my clients. I am doing some of that. I want to do more. Social media was the next thing on my intention board. What that meant, I wanted to be present and to be interactive with my supporters and followers. And I'm doing that. And in order to be able to be more present, I hired an executive assistant who has taken some of the workload off my plate so that I can be present for my supporters. The next thing on my vision board was to earn at least $4,000 a month. At least $4,000 a month. That's $1,000 a week. It's on my intention board, but I'm going to be very vulnerable to you. I fell short on that. And it's okay. So for the intention board for 2015, that number is going to be up. And I'm going to make sure that next year when I come back to you to talk about this, the report on that is going to be different. The next thing on my intention board was the launching the breakfast feeding program. And that is the breakfast feeding program in Jamaica. And you know that was launched on the 3rd of September. And I'm very excited to report that we started feeding, I think, 34 children 5 days a week. And that number has increased. Last report I heard, we were feeding 45 children every morning. And the principal of the school reports that since they are serving the breakfast, the children are coming, the attendance at school is up more. So the next thing on my vision, my intention board, was to exercise daily. And I'm telling you, I fell so short on that. I started, but I fell off the bandwagon. So that's going to be going back on the intention board this year. write another book. Write a book about my relationship with my friend who died. I started that book, so that is still going to be staying on my intention board. The next thing on my intention board was doing weekly transformational tips. And I do that on social media. So I'm going to be adding a different thing this year that I'm going to be doing for my clients. And you'll hear that at the end of the show. But that too will be going on my intention board. The next item on my intention board was doing monthly online webinars. I have designed them, but I have not yet launched them. So my intention is to launch them early spring. So stay tuned and you will know everything that's happening there. The next thing on my intention board was to secure 20 joint venture partners. And I fell short on that, so that is going back on the intention board. The next item was to monetize my radio and TV shows. That is going back on my intention boards because I did not accomplish that. Read more about my industry. Yes, I am up on that, and I can tell you how I stay true to that is because now when I buy a book, so long as the book is available as an audiobook, I buy the audiobook as well. And for that reason, I can increase my reading capabilities, because my car becomes a mobile library. So that's something you could probably consider for yourself. Something I've been struggling with for years was the next thing on here, my newsletter. Ladies and gentlemen, I still have not started that newsletter. So if there's anybody that's listening to me, and that is your business that you do for other businesses, please, please, please reach out to me so I can get this off my intention board, because I really need to get this up and running. The next thing on my intention board was to increase my list of supporters, and I've been doing that. Both on the radio show and my TV show and all my other social media. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to my radio show, for watching my TV show, and for interacting with me on social media. And those were the things that were on my intention board for 2014. So I share it with you to be vulnerable, because you are probably listening to me or you're watching me on social media and you think that, Daphne have it made. I'm still a work in progress like all of you. I have shortcomings, but the one thing about it is that I don't give up. I fall down, I get up, I brush myself off, and I bounce back. And that's why I am making myself very vulnerable to you this morning. It doesn't matter how much you fell down in 2014. So what? Get up and move along. There are people out there who will support you. All right? So, I don't know if you have ever made a vision board. A vision board is simply your goals, your action plan, designed in words and pictures, mounted on a poster board where you can have daily interaction with it. And instead of having all of that in your head and in your heart, you have it out on a board where you can see it, work from it, converse with it. And the number one reason you do a vision board is so you can present a contract with the universe and ask for the universe's support in accomplishing all of these things. Now, 2015, I decide that, again, I'm going to be doing the intention board. However, my vision board, for the first time, I will be creating a vision board that is designated to my personal life. It is going to include the travels to the places that I want to visit. So, in other words, you could call that vision board my bucket list. All right? So that one is going to be representing 2015 and beyond. All right? So that's one vision board. So already I'm going to be doing two. The one is my intentions board, which is a board that has the list of things that I'm going to do with the dates on them. All right? The next one I'm doing is a vision board that has my bucket list on it of all the things that I want to do in my life. So that's not an annual one. That one is starting in 2015, and it's going to go beyond. So as I accomplish one, then I'll add one more to that. All right? My next vision board is a vision board that I entitle. This is the title of this vision board: Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, are all of these things in 2015 and beyond. This vision board has all the things that I'm accepting to be. I want to be the most powerful speaker. I want to be the coach that touches people's lives and help them to live their dreams. I want to be known globally for the number one coach who helps people to build their resilience and to bounce back at a height that they never would. And the list goes on. On this board, I am putting the platforms I want to speak on, how I want to turn up on those platforms. So I'm no longer saying, well, okay, I want to be a keynote speaker. Yes, I want to be a keynote speaker, but I want to be a big money keynote speaker. So you see what I'm saying? I have the breakfast program that has three phases. In order for me to fulfill the dreams of those children at the Carmel Primary School, not only am I depending on my donors, however, I have to build my practice that will bring the money in to build that cafeteria for those children that I want to have a cafeteria experience in Jamaica. There are no elementary school in Jamaica that has a cafeteria. When you look on that page for the breakfast feeding program, you're seeing a little canteen. I'm 67 years old, and that little canteen is the same one that I took my meals through the window. So, I have been called to help them see a brighter side. So we start off by feeding the hot breakfast. And then the end overall goal is to build a cafeteria for them. So although I know people are passionate about the project and they are donating, in order to build the cafeteria, I have to go out there. I have to pound the pavement. I have to stand on some powerful platforms that will pay me extremely well so that I will be able to accumulate the funds to build that cafeteria for those children. So that is one of my vision board. Then I'm doing two more vision board that will have all of my packages for my programs on there that I am going to use to service my clients. I'm doing one-on-one coaching. I'm doing group coaching. There's going to be one vision board for all of those programs. And then there is one more vision board that will have all of my VIP clients on there. VIP clients are people that want to have a lot of my time and attention. They have one-day intensive with me where I visit them, or they fly out to Connecticut to spend time with me. I have one vision board that have my VIP clients on that. And then the other vision board is the vision board that has all of the community things that I am committing to be involved in and to share my time with the community and to impact and make a difference in that. So those are the vision boards that I have created for myself. I'm putting on the final touches to them today. When I get off the show, I'm going to be finishing them up because I put pictures and stuff on it, but I like them to have bright colors. I have some white poster board, but I also have some hot pink and some vibrant green, and I have some orange, and because I like colors. So when I walk into my office and I look around, when I see that bright fuchsia, I know exactly what that is representing, and the green, I know that, and all of that. So that's just a little bit I shared with you about how I am doing my vision board. And you might not be at the stage yet where you want to have multiple vision boards, but I'm encouraging you to start even with one. Even if you want to put your intentions on one quarter of the board and the other three quarter you designated to different things in your life, I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not working with a vision board, you are depriving yourself from the great success that you are supposed to be having. It really doesn't matter whether you achieve everything on the vision board. It's okay, you can put it back the next time. But don't sit around and say, well, I'm not going to do it because of whatever reason you come up with. Go out there and let 2015 be the first time that you start to have a vision board. So if you're in the chat room and you have a question, you can write it in the box, or you can call 646-915-8166 and ask the question, or if you have worked with vision board, you give a feedback. I'm going to check in with the lady on the phone line, see if she have any question. And then I'm going to come back and I am going to talk to you about my year in review. All right? So you're listening to Daphne Clark Hudson on the A New Day Show. All right, I'm checking in with you to see where are you listening from. You're in Florida?
Yes, I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, Irel. I have some friends. I look at your first three digits, and I said, oh, she's in the area where my friends are. Are you someone who works with vision boards?
Well, I do them every year, but this time I did them a little bit different, and I'm pleased with the way I've done them this year, for this, for next year.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So would you like to, oh, by the way, what's your name?
Deborah.
Would you like to add? Would you like to add anything to what I have said about my vision boards? Would you like to share anything about yours for the listeners?
Well, I did mine similar to yours. I did it by categories. You know. I did a bucket list. I did. A financial page. I did. A relationship page. You know how I see myself. You know, different things, but I did like the what you said about adding color, because when you automatically think about that color, you automatically bring that thought to your mind. So I did like that.
Yes.
So I will be adding more color.
Yeah, it raises your vibration, Deborah. You know,
yeah, I love that
the
idea.
Colors,
yeah.
The colors just raise your vibration. You know, so I'm so excited because. I'm so excited to hear that somebody else is doing the same thing, you know? And it's like it takes the load off your shoulder, because, you know, a lot of times people say, okay, I have it in my head. I know what I'm supposed to do. But I'm sure, Deborah, you will support me in saying nothing feels better than when you release that and put it in the paper, and then you put it in your journal and all of that. You can look at it every day and you see. Yeah, go ahead.
I think also because, you know, life has so many distractions, it also keeps you on track. And it's like, you know, when you think that things are not, you know, going your way, you can just kind of look at the board and see, yeah, they are going your way, or get back to the happy feelings that it gives you. So, I have children, I have grandchildren, I have a lot going on. So, it doesn't work in my head. It works when I can see it and I can touch it. I can make little notes on it, and I can, I'm a visual person, so I want to see it.
That's right. And I tell you, Deborah, from my personal experience, as you heard me mention that I started the intention board last year for the first time. And every time that something was accomplished and I write yes on it, on the board, yes, are done with the date. Oh, my God. I felt so good. I felt so energized, you know.
Right.
And when people like come to my office, they can look at it too, and they can say, "Oh, she's doing something," and it just gives you a different feeling. As you said, it's not in your head because life gets in the way
all the time.
You know. Well, I am so glad that you share your thoughts. I will I'll close your line back. And I'm going to share my overview of the year, and then I'll come back to you in case you have any suggestions or comments by the time we close out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you again, Deborah. It's amazing. I like to hear when hear from my supporters and they can share what they are doing. So the lines are still open. The chat room is open, 646-915-8166. So, yay! Here are my highlights for 2014. I went to Canada for the first time, and I was there to participate in the one-day mastermind intensive at the Canadian Lake home of Glenn Deitcher. Oh, my God. That was such a powerful event. There were people, entrepreneurs from all over the world. That was my first time going to Canada. Sarina, Canada is where it was held. So I flew into Detroit and guess what? Rented a car and drove myself to Canada. It was amazing. It was amazing. I was also blessed to be featured in the Entrepreneurial Magazine. I launched the breakfast feeding program in Jamaica, West Indies, at the Carmel Elementary School, which is my former elementary school. And as you heard me mention in the episode, that now we are up to feeding 45 children. And I think we are up, we only so far have had, I think, 50-something donors. And for those of you who are interested in donating, you can go to gofundme.com/1G4M38. gofundme.com/1G4M38. Every $5 that you donate feeds, provides 3 breakfasts, okay? The next thing, the next highlight in my year was that I attended my second AFES, Awesomeness Fest, in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. And I was blessed to be in the company of my son, Givonte, who joined me, and he came up from Jamaica for that event. So that was amazing. I met some amazing people there, from all over the world. I think there were people at AFES from 42 different countries. And I tell you something, you want to see young people who are doing stuff? That's the event to be. I have never seen so many millionaires below the age of 30. I tell you. If you want to learn more about that, just look it up online. The AFES is put on by Mind Valley. My next accomplishment was that I celebrated 6 years here on Blog Talk Radio. So yay for me for 6 years. And for my cable TV show, we celebrated, 13 years this year. Oh, my heavens, I have the best crew. So I want to thank Dave Serrero, my director, cameraman Richard Merritt and Richard Teasdale. I have some new volunteers that came aboard, Helen, Robert and Maria. Thank you. And then Cheryl, I want to thank all of you guys who have helped me to put out a good show. And for the team at Comcast, I thank you too. The team at Charter, I thank you. And for the team at Bridgeport Soundview, I thank you. I published one more book. I was blessed to be on the Amazon bestseller list. I was one of the contributing authors in the book Mission Unstoppable. So if you look on my social media page, you'll see the book there. On the cover, it has Les Brown and George Frazier. Yes, I'm in that book with a distinguished group of authors at 31. And yes, we made the Amazon bestseller. And I'm so excited to be among such distinguished people. My next accomplishment for the year is I attended the very first. You all know that over the summer I coordinate a French cultural exchange program where the children visit the state from France, where they come to learn the English and to learn about the American culture. So I'm blessed to have those teenagers over the summer, and I find homes for them. So I've been coordinating this program since 1999. And for the first time, the organization from France held a national retreat in Florida at Miami Beach. It was my first time going to Miami Beach. And I got the opportunity to meet all the other coordinators from Madison, Wisconsin, from Chicago, from Philadelphia, from Florida. And it was amazing. And, you know, the owner of the company was there with one of her assistants. So we had a grand time. They treated us well. That, as I said, it was my first time going to Miami Beach. I've never seen any place like Lincoln Street, where there are no cars driving on that street. All the restaurants have their tents that overflow in the street. So when you go to the restaurant to dine, you can dine in there or you can dine outside on the Lincoln Place. I tell you, if you have never seen it, it reminded me of Times Square with the amount of traffic, the traffic, foot traffic that is going there. So that was another amazing experience for me. Another highlight for me is that I was on Power Up for Profit, which is a podcast, and I was on there with one of my friends and colleague, Kathleen Cage, another amazing marketing coach. I was blessed to spend time with her on her podcast, Power Up for Profit. And I was blessed to be on one more podcast with my friend Aaron, and that one is Truly Amazing Life. So if you have not yet heard either of the podcasts, when you put my name in Google as a Google search, they will come up and you can listen to them. And please, I'm asking you to share them, share them, share them. So those are all of my highlights. So I give gratitude for all of those opportunities. For those people who believe in what I'm doing and share their platforms with me, I honor you and I thank you for doing that. For all of my supporters that listen to me on the radio or watch my TV show, interact with me on social media, without you, there would be no me. So I honor you and show you gratitude on this New Year's Eve. I want to also thank my executive assistant, Shayna, for the amazing job that she does. And also for my project manager, I want to thank you too. For the first time this year, I work with a marketing coach, George. Thank you, George, for the value that you have brought to my business. And with that being said, I am paying it forward by offering a free 45 minutes coaching session. And you can book your session by visiting Bookio, BOOKEO.com, bookio.com/small-drdaphne. So bookio.com/Dr. Daphne, DrDaphne. And the 45-minute session, I am only giving 25 first come, first serve. I think we are down to 23 because I had two people claim already. I think we have 23 remaining. I have not gone on the site this morning yet. But when I looked last night, we had 23 remaining. So if you are interested in one of those, please grab it, grab it, grab it, grab it. All right? Now, here is what I'm asking of you. After you get the session and you get some result, if I was able to resolve any issue that you came in the session with, I'm asking you to do a video testimonial for me. And if you do not have a coach that is working with you and you think that you would benefit from me, I would extend my services to you and ask you to engage my services, okay? And some of the people that I have helped to get results over the years are people who are having problems balancing their life between work and life, and they were really struggling with that. I was able to help them build their work-life balance. I have over the years worked with people who, for some adversities, doesn't matter what it is, I was able to work with them to help them to build their bounce-back ability and to fulfill and manifest dreams, their biggest dreams, that they never thought was possible. So those are the type of people I prize myself in working with. I help you get results. I'm not playing. A lot of the people that I work with, a lot of the things I've shared with you, and the reason I can help them to get the result is because I have been in their shoes. I have walked that walk before. So although I'm trained and I'm qualified, I'm coming from an authentic place. You see, I have been homeless before. So you come to me and you talk to me about that, I can tell you, I've been there. So you don't have to go the journey alone. I've had 5 miscarriages. If you come to me with that adversity, oh, can I help you? If you have been divorced, I have been there. I can work with you. So when I say I am the bounce back ability coach and queen, I am not joking. Because I have lived it. So when you come to me, I'm seeing it, smelling it, tasting. And for that reason, I am passionate about helping you to get results. So those were my highlights. However, there were a couple of times in 2014 that was not pleasant for me. One of them being, I've lost my mentor and coach that has worked with me for many years. This journey that I am on, he is the one that got me here. And I'm talking about Dr. Miles Monroe, who passed back in November. He was very dear to me. He has taught me a lot. The person you are listening today, had I not started working with Dr. Monroe, I would not be able to be doing the work that I do. So I will continue to honor his spirit. I will continue to live all the lessons that he has taught me. I will continue to illustrate and demonstrate and be fair and respectful to all people, as he has taught me to do. I love you, Dr. Miles, and may your spirit rest in peace. The next thing that happened for me this year is that I had a motor vehicle accident the week before Thanksgiving, and although my car is totaled, I am in good health. Nothing has happened to me. So for that, I am grateful. And a few of my friends went home to heaven this year. But although I had these happenings in my life overall, you can see that. The highlights really outweigh all the things that has happened. So, you know, again, I honor each and every one of you. I'm going to open back the line with Deborah and see if Deborah has anything to do to say. So, Deborah, is
yes.
there anything you would like to share? And I want you to, you have a highlight to you this year, and you want to share it on the air. You can go ahead, my sister.
Well, I had several highlights. Like I said, it's been a very difficult year. Nothing I really want to talk about right now. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to a funeral. But, I just hope that next year will be a better year, you know. I think by focusing, like you said, your intentions, I think you have, you know, you're orchestrating your life rather than just letting it happen to you.
Yes.
I did make a post on your Facebook wall. Before I saw your show post, we were talking about, you know, my vision board, because I didn't do a board, I did a vision journal. But we were talking about it. So, you know, it was interesting that how when you put things out in the universe, things come back. So, you know, I was just talking about the vision journal, and then I saw your post, and I signed in to listen. So, you know, it just shows you it's cause and effect. Anything that you really want and you focus on it, you can have it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Deborah, I would love if you choose one of those coaching slots. It's a 45 minutes. You know, go to Bookeo, bookeo.com/littledrdaphne. Scroll to the bottom and book one of those sessions. It doesn't cost you anything. It's a free that I'm doing. And I will go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have a pen with me right now, so can you
I put it on my Facebook.
We're Facebook friends.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so send
me a post on your page.
Okay, good. So I look for you, Deborah. And I look forward to staying connected with you and see what you're doing and what you're about.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. You know, we are in the same circles, a lot of the same circles.
Isn't that good to hear? Oh, my Lord. Yeah, wonderful. I'm going to head over to my Facebook page here when I'm finished.
Okay.
So, listen, tell some people about it. I hope you come back to the show. And, you know, I know that your 2015 is going to be like nothing that you have ever seen, my sister. When next year comes, we're going to have a lot to share with the world.
Yes, I'm claiming that.
Yes. Well, thank you, Deborah, for calling into the show. And already you said we are connected. There's one more thing I want to ask you. If you could text the number 203-774-3733. Text the word empower to that. It allows you to get on my mailing list, and it takes you into some other information. And please share it with some other folks as well.
Okay, like I said, I don't have a pen with me. I'm on my way
okay,
to work.
Wonderful. Put them on your
inbox
page.
Me on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So enjoy. Listen, don't party too much tonight, okay?
Oh, I don't party on Christmas Eve. On New Year's Eve, I don't do that.
Okay, my sister. Well,
it's
listen.
Dangerous.
That's right. So we are going to set our intentions, and we are going to be having stories to share in 2015. Love you, my sister. Stay blessed and stay safe.
Thank you, Dawn. You too. Have a wonderful new year.
Thank you. You too, Deborah. And
okay.
my guest in the chat room, claim a coaching session. Tell your friends about it. And Let us make a difference. If you are not yet connected with me, I want you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. I want you to go to Bookio.com, claim a free coaching session. Text the word empower to 203-774-3733. Connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, on Facebook, Daphne Clark at facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne, on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram. I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And if you are listening and it's not you, if you know anyone who would be willing to take over my cloud campaign for the breakfast feeding program and manages it, somebody who will help us to do that. And if you have any interest at all in helping us to raise funds for the breakfast feeding program, I want to hear from you. Yes, it doesn't matter what happened to you in 2014. 2014 is now behind you. My question to you is, are you ready to go into 2015 with a bang? Are you ready? You only have a few more hours. I encourage you to use your lunchtime. Go out, get some poster boards, get some markers, and get busy on creating your vision board for 2015. Everything that we desire, deserve, want, expect is out there. We are not attracting that or them to us because we are operating in low vibrations. You heard what my listener Deborah says about her vision board. It's your time to go out there and turn your life around. Don't be looking at what other people are doing, because you spend a lot of time watching what they're doing and criticizing them and envying them. And what you know, before long, you have lost 6, 4, 5 months when you could be using that energy and that time to work on your vision board. I love each and every one of you. I thank you for your support over the year. And let us walk boldly, let us step boldly into 2015, and let us manifest all of our dreams. I love you, I appreciate you, I show gratitude for each and every one of you. From my heart to your heart, I want us to walk into 2015 as boldly as we expect to live through 2015. So long, stay blessed. I love each and every one of you, and Happy New Year.
called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called with a great call.